which is the rolling back of stringent measures.
Yeah.
It looks like a success against this. Yeah. It looks like people are getting their rights back.
Yeah.
And you're saying it because they couldn't push through that next gate, so they decided to relax it a little bit. But
well, that's part of it. Part of it is the pushback in England. Part of it is that about 100 of Boris Johnson's government's own backbench MPs have said, we're not having it. And then the stuff comes out about parties at 10 Downing Street, right in the middle of a time when everyone else was locked down and told they couldn't, party or do anything like that. That's taken the moral authority away from any government imposition of restrictions. What do you mean? You ignored them. So this has been a package of things that has pushed back and led to where we are now. And I think there's something else in the background that we don't know about yet. Because if you remember, we were coming up to Christmas in England, and suddenly, right on cue, Omicron! Ah! Right?
Yeah.
And they started, Omicron! Oh, you must be frightened of Omicron! Never worked like it had before. You lose the fear, you lose the people.
So this is a victory, or this is just a temporary occurrence where
right.
they wait till there's another event and a way to advance the agenda and the information.
Right.
Or is this something we can ride as the renegade minds to kind of get more people involved?
Yeah, two things to this. First of all, like I say, they were pushing towards restrictions as they were coming towards Christmas. Suddenly they announced they weren't going to do it at Christmas, maybe New Year. Went to New Year, and they didn't do it. And then if you notice, all these kind of lunatics in the government sage scientific advisory groups, they started to go silent. It had all been, we need lockdown, you know, you need a social distancing, we need masks, we need all that stuff. And they've kind of rolled back, so we've gone quiet. Chris Whitty, are you still alive, by the way, the chief medical officer? What's happened to you in the last few weeks? So something's gone on in the background. But of course, we are always one more big scare from them justifying going back into it in England. And we shouldn't forget, while we, celebrate, and we should be celebrating, because, a lot of people in this country have worked very bloody hard in the last 2 years to push this back. You remember where we were in the spring of 2020. You went out on the streets, there's nobody there. I was out driving during lockdown, never saw another car. So we've gone from that to where we are now, where people are saying, oh, it's a load of rubbish, isn't it? Yes, it is. It always was. But let's not forget this. First of all, this is an agenda for the transformation of human society. So it's not going to go away. And they will have many other, weapons in their script to push this on. Some of them with health, some of them with finance, some of them with other things. And we should not forget that while we celebrate in England this announcement, and for how long, in Italy, in Australia, in Austria, in Canada, many parts of the US where the Democrats are in control, and countries around the world, Australia, fascism is full blown. I mean, how more fascist can you get than the announcement in Austria of mandatory fake vaccination? So we as a global family, I think, need to take the stand that while anyone is under this tyranny, then we're under this tyranny because this is a global family. And, just because this is happening in England now doesn't mean it's always going to be like this, but we have an opportunity now in this country to draw the bloody line and say, okay, we've worked to pull this back and we're not going to take it again. Don't come on with your fear anymore because we've sussed you. We know that you get us in fear because then we do what you want. We're not going to go there anymore. You're not doing it to us. And, you know, if enough people just refuse to cooperate with what they're told to do, refuse to cooperate with their own enslavement, it's unenforceable. This is the frustrating thing. If anything's frustrated me in the last 2 years, it's when I've heard people say, what's the answer? Get yourself a calculator. Take those doing it from the population, and there's your answer. Don't cooperate, because they cannot enforce that. I mean, you take America. Something like 74, 75 million people are supposed to have voted for Trump. Not someone I support, by the way. Quite the opposite. But what if those 74, 75 million people had just refused to cooperate in 2020, 2021? Just refused to cooperate. Would have been unenforceable.
Yeah.
And it you know, and this is why this second group that can see it but still cooperate with it, that's the pivotal group. Because what we're seeing is more and more people are moving from that group into the other one that says we're not having it.
Right. And those are the people we connected with in 2020 that were the ones that were questioning it. And I think they started to move into more of the we're not having it, as you would say, or the renegade mind group. It's been hard to watch Australia because typically it's been a big fan base for us and people that are always thinking forward new ideas, and to watch it being locked down, it's unbelievable sometimes to watch it. And like you said, it's happening right here on our earth, and we're watching it happening in front of us.
Well, what's the one of the things that's really woken people up is exactly what you've just described. If you'd have said to people in the early weeks of 2020 that the world was going to be like it is at the turn of 2022, they'd have laughed at you. They would have said, that's ridiculous. You know what they would have said? We would never let that happen, right? And then 2 years later, it's all happened. And what this has done for lots and lots of people, it's got them to a stage of basically all bets are off. If this is possible, what's happened? Anything's possible. And what I'm finding is that more and more people are becoming open, even to the more, there's lots of them, far out things that I've said over the years. They're becoming more and more open to them, because what has happened in the last 2 years is just extraordinary in terms of the transformation. And so it's opened a lot of minds up, and that's been a good thing. And, you know, this cult would have factored that in, but I don't think they reckoned for quite the awakening that's happened.
Right. What does the next 12 months look like from a virus perspective? And what do we need to be aware of from data, from testing, from new variants, maybe 12 months, 24 months? And then, of course, I want to talk about vaccines. But before we do that, what should we be aware of? What do you think is coming? Like you said, I speak to taxi drivers all the time, black cab drivers. And they were asking me 3-4 months ago, do you think it's over? Do you think it's over? And I was thinking, you know what? Something around Christmas sounds like something that could happen. And then it all was written in front of us with this crazy Greek letter that sounded good called Omicron. And again, I was watching it almost played out like a play, like a Shakespearean play.
Yeah.
What should we be on the lookout for the next 12 months, 24 months? Or is this 10 years or the next 100 years where we will be used as a fear?
Oh, the time scale is much shorter. They have a time scale to 2030 for absolute transformation of human society, including the widespread connection of the human brain to artificial intelligence, so artificial intelligence becomes the human mind. So the timescale is very short. And so the script that's been unfolding since the COVID card was played, it does not end now, clearly. I mean, it's pushing on mandatory vaccinations and stuff for the first time in Austria. And in this script ongoing will be many, many other events, claims, and happenings that will be designed to push for, and I've just asked people to keep this in mind, to push forward towards this Hunger Games society. Remember that structure as these events unfold. Because if you look at lockdown, well, lockdown was nothing to do with health. Lockdown was economic destruction of businesses that were not in the corporate network. This is why the great corporations, the cult-owned corporations, have increased their market share massively, while small business and medium business have gone under in enormous numbers through lockdown. Lockdown was part of the creation of that dependency of the population. Because while you have independent business and independent employment, independent of the few at the top, the cultists, I'll call them, then you do not have dependency, which equals control. But if you can destroy that independent business network and destroy that independent income, at the same time that you are taking jobs galore from people using AI and technology, then you are bringing people into a state of dependency upon the few. So you've lost your job and you lost your business and, oh, yeah, your job's gone to AI. So how are you going to put food on the table? And this is where I've been writing about this for decades. And it's now being trialed all over the world. Not trialed, it's being introduced. It's called the guaranteed income. Right. And the guaranteed income will be a pittance, relatively, that will be given to people who have no other form of income, which is increasingly more and more people. But it will come with consequences. You get your guaranteed income. And by the way, if you don't take it, where else are you going to get anything, your money from, but only if you do what you're told. So what we're looking at is, if people want to see what this Hunger Games society is supposed to look like, then look to China, because China is the blueprint on which this global system, which the COVID era was designed to push on massively and has, China was the blueprint. And it might be worth, because this will be part of where it goes from here, just looking at the sequence of events that led us to where we are now in the West, and indeed the rest of the world. The Mao revolution in China was a cult revolution. Mao was the cult's guy. And the whole foundation of it was to create a closed society of utter tyranny, where when the tyranny in power said this is going to happen, there wasn't a debate. It just bloody happened, which meant that they could move real fast with this system. Whereas in the West, until the COVID card was played, there was some lip service to freedom, democracy, and debate, so everything could move slower in terms of moving to this dystopian system. So the idea was to incubate within China a system of mass control, not least based on AI and technology, which when it was perfected would be played out across the world and become the global system. So the idea or the fact that this COVID hoax, and we can get into why it's a hoax, came out of China makes perfect sense, because what has happened as a result of, quote, COVID in the West and the rest of the world, it's become more and more and more like China.
And what is China? When you see China, what are the things that pop out as saying, look what they're doing here, here, and here? Because a lot of times we don't even know what's going on inside.
Okay. Well, first of all, to understand this global cult and how it works, people need to realize it has no borders. We see China, and we see the American government and the British government, the French government, but that's not how the cult sees it. The cult sees it as, this is our China government. This is our French government. This is our British government. This is our United States government. And they work as one unit. So, I mean, you specialize in the financial arena. So much has happened and decisions have been taken in the United States that have benefited the increasing power of China over the world economy. Why would American governments be making decisions that aid China? Because that's a cult government and that's a cult government. So the Chinese system that is coming into the West under the name vaccine passport is the social credit system. And this is all part of this post-Mao incubation of a global system in China. So what happens, if people haven't come across it, is there are millions of surveillance cameras in every Chinese city, and AI, and by the way, the AI cutting edge that we're told is not the AI cutting edge. It's just what we're told is the cutting edge. The AI system in China is tracking and logging and monitoring people in real time, 24/7. And it's logging whether you are behaving in ways that the government wants or whether it's in ways the government doesn't want. If it's the way the government wants, you get credits. If it's not, you have them taken away. And once you reach a point where you've lost enough credits, you can't fly, you can't go on a train, you can't basically operate in mainstream society. It's a system of total control. Now, as a result of the virus, and I keep doing that because we need to get into that. What is this virus? A result of that coming out of China, we now have these increasingly in country after country vaccine passports. Now, what are they saying? Not least in Austria now. They're saying, if you don't do what the government tells you to do, i.e. have this fake vaccine, then you can't operate in mainstream society. You're excluded from society. Now, that's just what happens in China, because it's the Chinese system going global, the cult Chinese system going global. And the plan is this, and this is another reason why a lot of people have moved into this camp of pushback, is they were told that you have the first two jabs and then you go back to normal. And if we have a vaccine pass, you've got a vaccine pass. You'll be all right. And then they say, well, actually, you need a third. And in a place like Israel, you need a fourth. And by the way, if you don't have them, then you're not fully vaxxed and you lose your vaccine passport and you go back to being excluded from society in the same way people have had any fake vaccines. And a lot of people have gone, This is why they're throwing away lots of these booster vials. People aren't having them.
Yeah.
Because they're going, no, no, two's enough. You've lied to me once, no more. And this is all part of what's going on in England big time. So you have this vaccine passport. Now, notice what they're calling it. In place after place, country after country, a green pass or a green passport. Why? Because and people that have had the jab and people that still, you know, believe what they're told and lambast and demonize those that haven't, need to remember this. These vaccine passports are the Chinese social credit system under another alias, and through the what I call the totalitarian tiptoe technique, they're going to move on and impose on more and more of your life and your life decisions. So the idea is that they've gone from two jabs, there you go, there's your pass. Oh no, three, oh, maybe four. And you can get the six and refuse the seventh, and you go back to being excluded from society in the same way that people haven't had any. But then they start introducing other parts of your life. Why do they call them green passes? Because the human-caused climate change hoax, been hoaxed and orchestrated by the same people. You know, Mr. Vaccine, Bill Gates, takes time out from wanting to vaccinate the world with this fake vaccine to publish a book in February 2021 of how the world must change to save the world from climate change. Our society must change. And just by coincidence, nothing to worry about, how society must change to save the world from climate change is how society, he said, must change to save the world from COVID. Same people are behind it. And so the idea is that if you don't live your life according to the carbon Bible, then you'll lose your passport as well. And if you will have known that they are bringing out credit cards now that have a carbon limit. So they kind of work out the carbon impact. Carbon dioxide, by the way, the gas of bloody life, without which we'd all be dead, be no natural world. They have this card which says, once you've passed your carbon limit for the, say, the month, you can't purchase anything else with that card, right? And this is where the whole thing is moving. And eventually this currently vaccine pass, green pass, will morph into the social credit system of China, where your entire life will be dictated to by your behavior. And if you don't behave as the government wants, then you'll be excluded from society.
Including your basic universal basic income.
Yeah, including your universal basic income. Right. We've already seen this, Brian. In Australia, they years ago now, this was the precursor of what I'm talking about, they announced that if you're on benefits and you don't have your children, again, vaccinated according to the government schedule, then you lose benefits. Right? That's exactly how this guaranteed income is supposed to work. You do what you're told or you don't get it. Oh, by the way, like I said earlier, where else are you going to get money to feed your family because the jobs are gone? So we have experienced in the last 2 years in our face that the techniques of human control have been in the shadows and much more subtle and people don't see them. It's been put on public display. And see, I said years ago, there's going to come a point where this agenda has to break the surface where people can see it. Because at some point, what they have been manipulating towards under the radar has got to break the surface if it's going to transform society. At some point, this transformation has to become obvious. And that's where we are. It's broken the surface. We're now seeing, well, more and more people are seeing, where this is heading. And it's heading into a level of human control via AI and technology that Orwell will be somewhere shaking his head and saying, God, I so understated what is happening. But in the end, again, the mathematics says we can bring an end to this. Whether human perception acts on those mathematics is another thing.
And how do you explain to, say, you know, my mom, who's 78 years old in California, what is the virus and what is the vaccine and why she needs to understand what they are and why are they even being introduced?
Well, first of all, one of the great fear manipulators is the fear of death, which is an extreme expression of the fear of the unknown. And so if you can get people into the fear of death, then they're going to look to outside of themselves for something that's going to protect them from what they fear could kill them. And this is where doctors get their power from. Save me, doctor. So the fear of death is very, very powerful. So things like threats to health, threats to life, are incredibly powerful in controlling people. That's why they played this particular card, this particular subject. But the point I would make, and I've been making it, I've made it sitting in this chair on the April the 6th, 2020, is the bioweapon that you hear about is not the virus. The bioweapon is the fake vaccine. I would say, illusion of the virus is to justify the bioweapon in the fake vaccine. And we can get into the fake vaccine and the horrors and catastrophe in people's lives, ending people's lives and destroying their health that is being covered up outrageously by the mainstream media and authorities. But I sat here on that day, April the 6th, and said something that took so many people aback. I said, there is no virus. 2 years later, or getting on that way, I have seen no reason to change that stance. In fact, I've seen more and more reasons to have that opinion. And if people are watching this and they think, well, that's incredible, all these people have died, well, all these people have died.
Or gotten sick. What are they getting sick
of?
Yeah,
my question is not that they're not getting sick and not that they're not dying. My question is, what of? Why? And when you, first of all, like we've talked about, there's obviously some sort of scam going on very early on because people are collapsing in the street in China, being carted off. And it's not happening anywhere else. So there's something dodgy about that to start with. Why would you want to manipulate that? I mean, to frighten people. But the point is that if you are claiming that there is a virus, you are claiming so. Well, it's incumbent on you to prove it. And it never has been. The whole way that you show that an infectious agent A exists and B is causing what you say it's causing is to isolate the infective agent, call it a virus in this case, from all other genetic material and then put that isolated pathogen, as you claim, into a living host, and it must cause what you say it's causing. It's very simple. That's how it's done. But it's never been done. It's never been done with any virus, actually, but it's never been done with this SARS-CoV-2 that they claim causes COVID-19. And you can see an interview from very early on in the COVID hoax era with the chief epidemiologist in China, who's asked on American television, why haven't you shared the virus data with the rest of the world? And his reply is, well, basically the issue is...